mouth.
Hmm. Interesting. Only my second or third time reading it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the live after show on YouTube and Facebook Live. Don't know if I'm going to put this on streaming services, but the reason that we're doing this is the two-hour Diamonds and Pearls show that we did for the announcement last week. We talked about some things, but I want to make sure that kind of like maybe some of these videos get separate to get the word out when it comes to Netflix, when it comes to Camille, when it comes to other things. Hopefully you guys have already got your singles box set or are able to order it before it's sold out or knew someone that can go to Paisley and get it for you. One time music today won't screw me over, I'll say. So, hey there. I'll let you get back to the replay. I appreciate Morris and his time. Appreciate Courtney reaching out to us. And I should have mentioned him on air. And Arlington and all them. Arlington no longer being with us, but I appreciated him. Let me hit up Courtney real quick. Thank you so much. I'm so backed up in like responding back to people lately, so I apologize. Just need to like call people directly. So yes, gotta bring the shirt down a little bit. Need to get that hoodie that's up on there. So hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning into it and sharing it and watching the replay, which Kim was doing before I ruined it for her. Here's a PayPal link. I didn't put that up too much on during the show, but we got to a lot of questions with Morris. You know, we've had Michael B on here before, where that's a 4-hour show. This game was Scotty. So, you know, but with Morris, as you said, he wants to come on again, and hopefully we'll have him on. We got to your questions, a lot of stuff about the vault and him saying that there was just so much recorded. He's not sure what's in there, but it's got to be over 100 songs. And then versions of him doing International Lover. So I think I got this one online, Vanessa. When they were first putting on there, we weren't sure it was going to be done. Other people would buy stuff for from you at Paisley and send it to me, like a Get Off birthday vinyl, stuff like that. But yeah, hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone's doing this. So just wanted to touch base on a few things. Obviously, still super excited that the Diamonds and Pearls set is coming out. So, you know, we'll have that. Now, the Netflix docuseries, I know there's been some questions about that and other things going on. Obviously, it's not looking like it's going to be released this year. It would be most likely looking like next year. If it does come out, there's still a possibility that it may not, but that's what's going on with it. Now, another thing is that there's this conception that, you know, they can't release videos or other things because of that deal. No, they can. But the thing is that Netflix does have exclusive rights to everything that's in the vault. And God, I don't know why I just did that with both hands. No more of that. But they have to approve what gets out there, you know, just like where Syracuse was supposed to be in movie theaters, but the pixelation of that didn't happen. Say if there's supposed to be something like that, they'd have to run it by them again. But it's like you get the Glam Slam 92 show, and that's awesome. There's other things that they can kind of like block. That's why, again, you're not getting the January 21st, 2016 shows. You're not getting that August 3rd, 83 First Avenue show, even though Apple signed a deal with that before Netflix's docuseries is brought on. So it just makes it hard. And then you're dealing, like I said, already with two different labels. We have Warner Brothers and you have Sony in the mix. Then you have someone on top of it when it comes to visuals of stuff that's unreleased, they have to be the ones to approve it. And of course, what happens is that you, the fans, suffer. And it just comes to the sense of like, people are trying to protect Prince, totally get that. This deal has been now, later this year, it'll be the 6-year anniversary of when it was signed. So it's just a lot, but that's what's going on with it. You know, will it come out? Won't it come out? It's not going to come out this year. If it is, it'll be in 2024. I just imagine with the writer strike and the actor strike that they're going to be running out of content with how much longer it goes on, that you may see this come out. We will see what happens. Yes, and that's another thing is that we got to see in two movies, I Would Die For You being used in the Book of Clarence, and then another one for the Max is using the Beautiful Ones. I Would Die For You is you're seeing it's the isolated vocals and how it sounds. Sounds really cool. And of course, it's always good to see his music and hear his music being played. Remember, a lot of estate money comes from licensing of music when it comes to a lot of things, just like the money being in the merch. So with that being said, and also people talked about Camille and when is that going to come out? Look, Jack White spoke out of turn. The thing is that from what I understand, all songs but one are now owned by Sony. And one is still under Warner Brothers. So it's going to make it hard for it to come out for the time being. You know, it's just like, it's interesting, like with the Batman soundtrack, you know, Prince had to sign over his publishing to be over in, to have his music being used for that, which is interesting because that's not something that he normally would do. But that's why in the hit set, the hits to B-sides, we didn't get Bat Dance, Party Man, or Scandalous. What's interesting is that when you look on the Prince Forever set, you do see Bat Dance included. So whatever was reworked in 2014 is what's going on now. So I don't know if they gave him that music back. I know with the soundtracks, the contract is longer. And again, that's what it comes down. So that's what it comes down to is why you're not going to see Camille coming out at one point. Pamela's asking the question, what about Warner Brothers shopping around their entire catalog? It's more than 5 million, but they were shopping around earlier this year, which is quite interesting. Albeit we haven't heard too much more about that, have we? So let's see if anything happens through the end of the year, if Warner Discovery is in a position to sell or they no longer have to sell. But that's a vast catalog. And eventually, I would love to see the estate be in a position that it's just distribution deals. So, yeah. We will see what happens with that. Hopefully, like I said, just trying to make these short segments so people can make videos and ask questions. But yeah, that's been a conception, that misconception about the videos. They can, but they have to, Netflix has to approve it. That's why you did get the Glam Slam 92 show. But you ain't getting that Walk Don't Walk unreleased video and Daddy Pop and some other stuff. It kind of threw you a bone, even though it was out there. Some of the footage that's going to be before the Special Olympics. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the entire Diamonds and Pearls set and just having it in my hands. And I'm glad, like, when it came to Insatiable, even though in the past few years that version was circulating, that they put it on there to a larger audience. I felt there was some stuff left off of Sign of the Times Super Deluxe that because it was well known to people that collect bootlegs or have access to it, that it was left off when this is a much larger project in doing that. So those are the things that are going on. I just wanted to clarify it and do it. This isn't supposed to be too long of an after show, but wanted to, you know, make sure that points were hit up. So that's what it comes down to. Will Friends for Sale, The Vault be released? Why shouldn't it be? You know, will that be on Parade? Will that be a separate release? You know, there's so many different things. As you saw, Pop Classic Magazine has been released overseas. You can order it online. You'll be seeing it in U.S. newsstands by the end of September. Charles Spicer is talking about that there for sure will be a Purple Rain Deluxe, Super Deluxe next year, since you have to look forward to for people that are wondering about Parade right now. That's the next thing on the agenda. I'm sure there's other projects as well. As I said, we have an insatiable appetite that can't be met. And I know some of you, as soon as that Dawn of the Pearls box set drops, before you're even done with it, you're going to be like, okay, what's next? You know, marinate with it for a bit, chill with it for a bit. These other things, I know I'm going to be looking forward to just by itself of having a remaster done, of having it being an Atmos mix. I need to post those links over the next couple of days. I wanted to make sure things don't get confused or whatnot, because there's like a Dolby Atmos separate release being done overseas that still hasn't hit US. We should just sell the vault tracks as standalone CDLP. See, that's another thing where you get what's Warner Brothers, what's Sony. It makes it really hard. When you have the releases, makes it different. And of course, what complicates that matter is the contract that was signed in 2014 that gives him his masters early, that the verbiage in the contract was for North America, not worldwide. So you're seeing some stuff get released, just like the Gold Experience and Come, and how you're getting Batman and Graffiti Bridge within the next 2 weeks, to where in the US, you're going to see a Sony logo. Overseas, you're going to see a Warner Records logo or Rhino. It's just kind of like how it's been, and it's just problematic. It makes it hard for stuff like a music club right now, because they would all have to come together on a deal. What I saw that was very interesting is that this project, the Diamonds and Pearls set, it's the first thing that Sony and Warner Brothers are working on together. So maybe there is a chance that this stuff will happen. Would it be the five songs Prince sold or list for Prince songs? Not sure the full question, Sal. Sorry about that. But you know, there'll be a lot. It won't be like, say, what Prince did in 2014, where they did a remaster, him and Joshua Welton, and then what you got afterwards of them putting together really quick. And it's something that Michael Howe wasn't exactly comfortable with, was some of the quality that was on Purple Rain Deluxe. So I know that he really wanted to put out a larger set. That's not going to happen underneath his watch, but it does look like it's going to happen. It needs to happen. The Purple Rain monster is real, y'all. But enjoy the Diamonds and Pearls. Enjoy the other things that come with it. And just understand that, you know, the Purple Rain train is for some of us, and it's for sometimes the casual, and maybe brings the casual to us and becomes hardcore. Like a lot of people in 1984, that was their window to the Prince world. Hopefully that can happen again. Michael Howe is no longer involved. As you saw, he wasn't in the Diamonds and Pearls credits. So before the estate transitioned, I think that he left. You know, I'm sure someone will clarify that, but he's no longer involved at the time being. So let's go on it. Which 90s album gets the next Super Deluxe release? Well, as I told you guys about 2 to 3 years ago, and it was confirmed in that Pop Classic magazine, and people said, oh, you know what you're talking about. They would never do that. Diamonds and Pearls and Love Symbol were supposed to be a combined box set, which I never was cool with the idea. I let you guys know about it, which probably got me into more trouble with the previous estate. But I needed your guys' voices to be heard. I don't want to see Dirty Mind and Controversy combined. I don't want to see stuff like this. So there was work previously on a Love Symbol Super Deluxe or whatnot. So will that be next? It's possible when it comes to the 90s, but I'm not the person in there making those decisions right now. We'll see what the future holds. But, you know, there's stuff that can be done. We need to make people care about the entire catalog. Deal with the Vault series, is, as far as we know, when it comes to that, it's just those two songs for right now. Will there be more? Well, we'll see what the future holds with that as well. So, yes, everything should be separate. I know sometimes it makes it easier, you know, but I just want everything to be able to get the shine, and so much is put on when it comes to the 80s and so much attention is paid. And look, he didn't have the machine behind him. You know, Diamonds and Pearls, you look at what he did, you know, just he wanted to release Diamonds and Pearls. Like he was already the versions that you heard, like say you're going to hear like Diamonds and Pearls where it was just him, no Rosie yet, and working on stuff. 2 months after Graffiti Bridge came out, Prince was already talking with Warners about Diamonds and Pearls and trying to get that stuff out. So that lets you know how much he had on it and making sure that there was ears on it and eyes on it. So he's making sure that executives aren't just like, okay, sure, send us the tapes. You got to come to Paisley and hear. You got to hear it on my system. Got to make sure that you're listening to it. And then he invited other label mates from Warner Brothers, Anthony Kiedis and Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, he did this media blitz, USA Today, Edna Gunderson had access to him. So you have those things. And then just smart with the MTV Video Music Awards, the Arsenio performance, just other stuff. And then having Diamond and Pearl basically be his mouthpieces with media, since he wasn't doing interviews then. Well, the Purple Rain Deluxe have the 100 songs he gave Warners. Not sure of that. We will see. That would be a mighty expensive set, especially now with the resurgence of vinyl and stuff being made for vinyl. More so that, just imagine like all that and how much vinyl would be. So I'm not certain we'll get that, but you know, who's to say in the future you don't have Purple Rain Archives Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, or the Vault of Purple Rain, that you can have these different things, or just have a separate Record Store Day release with these different versions of When Doves Cry, stuff like that. So that's where it's coming on and going from. But obviously, we have an insatiable appetite when it comes to Prince, and there's nothing wrong with that. We just need to have more people care and more people do stuff. That's why like pre-orders are important when it comes to this set. I'm sure that Amazon will be dropping their price closer to the Target retail that they have it now. But it's like they need to know how much to order. They need to know how much to print. Those things are super expensive. So it wasn't a relaunch of Spreecast. It was just doing that. Seth is busy doing those whole things. We won't be having a co-host. We'll have special guest co-hosts like when we had Dave Hampton or other stuff. But what I was going to do and what we will be doing is those old Spreecast episodes, we will be putting them online, either edited format, because remember the technology was new at that time when we're doing video. And you'd have other people come in, and it's like we get their camera working, but their sound isn't working. Then their sound is working, but their camera isn't working. So some of that stuff we want to get a little bit tighter. But there were some really great interviews that were done during that time, and really great information that Prince was sharing, that some of it didn't come to fruition until he was no longer with us, unfortunately. But it just shows how his brain was constantly working. How about a Rainbow Turn Deluxe with the movie and celebration performances? That movie. I don't know about that. Maybe celebration performances, maybe clips from the movie. I don't know if that was really, truly, fully edited. it was filmed. So what type of video footage will be in Diamonds and Pearls? As we're already being told, the Glam Slam 92 show, which let me tell you something. You heard me rave about it last year, and just it's such a great performance, and not just for the sacrifice of Victor and that being like the first time he played it live or whatnot, just the energy, even stuff that he gave to the Steels, like well done, was just so amazing. And you know, Prince would call these shows dress rehearsals. Let me just say for everyone in there, mid-performance, Prince is changing outfits. So you're seeing some skin, you're seeing him tuck in his shirt, seeing him tie up his tie, looking at Rosie like this straight, you know, but it just was so amazing. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. It just shows how much is there that maybe a person in the industry that doesn't really care for Prince or that only cares about a certain time period. There's a lot of valuable footage in there that you guys can care about. We just need the world to care about it more. But that's what's going to be in there for the most part. Would I put Black Album and Love Sexy as a set release since they were hand in hand? Didn't see a lot of tags for Love Sexy since. There is a lot of outtakes actually for Love Sexy in different versions. You have remixes. I know that a lot of people thought about putting the Black Album and Love Sexy together like that, but since he thought the Black Album was so dark and Love Sexy was this thing of light, albeit with a Love Sexy tour, you have Bob George and a few other things going on with it. But there was a lot of different versions of Love Sexy that came with it. If you do a Love Sexy Super Deluxe, that's going to put Live Sexy up on there and have different things and have different remixes that Shep Pettibone did that weren't released. When it comes to the Black Album, we can see different formations of that and other things that happened. And maybe, you know, what I would like to see, but of course, this is why we need everyone to care about the catalog and effort to make money. But I would like to see a Black Album, like kind of like a documentary about the recording of that, where it came from, talking with Sheila, talking with Levi, and trying to get his mindset of things that were going on. Ingrid playing a huge part in that. These are things that can be done, and you got to think outside the box. And again, I'm giving away ideas for free, and I hate that, but it's like there's so many things that you can do, and a lot of it is in my brain, and I'm hoping that can be a part of that in the future. Do I ever do an audio interview with Prince? I'll see the light of day. Nope. I think one time he did want to be like, just, you know, when I did the original show, you guys saw like my door behind me. Sure, like he wanted to do it to where there'd be a knock at the door and he'd walk in. But I do have notes in the interviews that that I did because he allowed notes and just our conversations talking. I remember one time we're in the studio and it's like, I just came from an event. So I had my digital camera with me, had my Kodak video recorder, had my little thing for taking audio notes. And he didn't see it when I took it out, but he saw it when I was putting it back in my pocket. And he's like, you weren't recording, were you? And I'm like, come on, man, I know better. So in your opinion, how do you think the estate is doing? It's too early for me to say things. I want a steady ship and other things going on. That's what I want. And it seems like that's what we're going to have right now. We will see. But we have to see what the future holds. I know that when there's a lull of stuff happening, everyone gets frustrated. And as I said before at Celebration, I'm not mincing words. You guys are allowed to be frustrated and allowed to have the frustration. I was getting some of that pushback last week. Even though I'm not involved, I do come across as official. I'm not, but, you know, that's what we will see. But I try to handle my stuff officially. There's a radio station or a podcast in Australia that's asking me to be on their show for Diamonds and Pearls. We'll be doing stuff like that. Yeah, I'm not official, but I'm trying to get the word out of stuff and knowing that my audience is larger. And I'm trying to do a million different things, but the main concept is preserving the legacy and making sure that people pay attention to him the way that he should and the way that he deserved. And again, it was very hard to do that when he was alive because he was pushing back on so many different things, whether it was YouTube, live concert footage, or other things like that. Now it's like we can control the narrative a little bit and show people just how special he really was. Think Less Sexy album was made for people to see as a spiritual album or drug album, depending on your perspective. To Prince, at least what he said in 1998, it was a gospel album to him. Cat as well. Sorry to leave her out of that. Thank you so much, Sean, for bringing that up. But it's just different things, and we need to get these things on record while people are here. That Ian Box Hill is no longer here with us and other things. It gets to me because we need to have these stuff being done. 77 and other things that even Bobby Z was a part of. We need to start getting this stuff now while they're here with us. And so we can't make up the notes in our mind, so to speak, you know? Yeah, when you compare the MJ estate to Prince estate, it's doing a lot better, obviously. Few more minutes. I'm going to try to wrap this up. Like I said, I didn't want it to be too long because I wanted to make sure some of the points that were brought up over a 2-hour episode last time were covered this time. I was hoping to share with you who my next guest is going to be on the show, but I haven't heard back from them yet. They have shown that they're interested, and there's other people that are going to be on over the next couple of months and over the next year. As I'm saying, I'm not going to be doing this show every week, but when we have a great guest on, we will have them on. But for the next few months and over the next year, for both, we're going to be very focused on Diamonds and Pearls and Purple Rain. So we're going to be doing these things and doing it. Any chance of reaching out to these potential guests, Dez, Billy Sparks, Brenda, reach out to them for me if you want. I appreciate it because I don't have a booker. Like, I talked with Brenda about some stuff before, and then she just kind of disappeared. And it just makes it hard, like I said, when I'm trying to do a lot of different things to be able to get stuff done, especially when you're one person, you know, posting on social media, doing these links, booking guests, getting the questions, all these different things. So it just makes it easier for you guys to be my booker. Like, Morris hasn't wanted to be on the show for a while, and then his people reached out and we made it happen. I'm very appreciative of it, for sure. So just making sure there's anything that I missed or whatnot. So yeah. So that's it. I don't want to take up too much time or have you guys be on my phone. I know other people get caught up in it. I appreciate how many people turn into Morris Live, how many people are going to be watching it. I appreciate you guys all the time. Like I said, I'd love to be on here every week. You're on every week, it gets a little bit messy, and I'm just not about that. And it doesn't help the legacy of Prince. It doesn't help anything. It helps egos, but I like to be fit. Don't need to be eating egos or egos or anything. So, I said she loved his words. I think you're talking about DeFranco, right? So I'm grateful for you guys, appreciative for you guys. Not sure about a show next week, but I have some really cool guests lined up. Want you guys to take time for yourselves. Keep playing Alice Through the Looking Glass. Keep playing that Insatiable original version. Keep going on. Take time for yourselves this weekend. Supposedly a 3-day weekend. Hopefully some of you guys got 4. Just enjoy things. Take a step out. Turn off your device for a little bit. Take things in. Sometimes we weren't supposed to be reached all the time, 24/7. It's a lot. I appreciate you guys always. Save up for the sets. Get stuff. Donate when you can. So I was appreciative, but that Morris Day interview was awesome, was great. Hopefully we touched base on a lot of things that you guys were interested in and whatnot. 6:30 in the morning. Let's get you to bed, man. I appreciate you staying up this late for us over there, or this early for the most part. But again, thank you guys for tuning in. Much love. Keep it funky. And thank you, Prince, always. Pre-order that Diamonds and Pearls set. Till next time, y'all. Much love.